Famous Persian reaches America, April 11, 1912, New York, California. Oakland, California Tribune. Leader of Baha'ism to come west. World peace with universal religion is plan of visitor to this country. New York, April 11th. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the leader of the Baha'i Movement for Worldwide Religious Unity, arrived here early today on the steamer Cedric from the Mediterranean. Preparations for his welcome at the pier were made yesterday by the Persian American Educational Society and a number of local followers. Abbas Effendi, as he is known by his official title, is the third of the leaders of Baha'ism. He has been repeatedly imprisoned by the Muslims, who regard his liberal tendencies with the greatest mistrust. The Baha'i belief is that universal peace is possible only through the harmony of all religions, and that all religions are basically one. It is estimated that about a third of the Persians are now members of the cult. Bishop on same ship. The Reverend Dr. Francis E. Clark, founder of the Christian Endeavor Society, and Dr. John E. Robinson, Bishop of Bombay, were passengers on the same steamer with Abbas Effendi. Before returning, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas will visit all of the principal cities of the country, making addresses not only before the Baha'i assemblies, but before audiences of all cults and all denominations, as well as many college and university settlements and educational societies. He will speak before the Lake Mohonk Conference on International Arbitration. And in California, he will address an audience at Leland Stanford University. The Baha'i Movement was founded by Baha'u'llah, father of Abdu'l-Bahá, who declares that over 50 years ago, one of the chief lessons his father sought to impress upon his followers was the necessity for world peace through the instrumentality of arbitration treaties. He develops this idea to the extent even of providing for the terms of a treaty for international police and a gradual disarmament. The Persian teacher also advocates the blending of the world's religions, protesting against differences of creeds. Even a universal language is advocated. Equality of the sexes is maintained to be the proper condition. The only reason why woman is not so advanced as man is given as a lack of education.